Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. Past can never be forgotten, for it constantly intrudes on the present. A lilting melody can turn the muddy Danube to a shimmering blue again, and the proud-faced statues outside the Schönbrunn Palace will briefly restore the Habsburgs to their toppled thrones. But the present can never be completely erased. It is always real and always terrifying. Sits at the desk in his study, the papers in front of him unread, his fingers tapping rhythmically against the polished inlay, his white face mirrored in the glistening wood.
Yeah, come in. I had hoped you would come. Oh, I am sorry. I was expecting someone else. What can I do?
Reports from the commissioner's office in Vienna, Ken.
I've been through them, Chief. Just words. Wilhelm Mittler is dead, and all we get is words.
I know. But what can you expect in a place like that? A city divided into four sectors and an international zone. That's practically impossible to run down this killer. And even if you did...
Don't forget the Russians have been trying to close down Mittler's newspaper for the last 5 years. And, Chief, in Freiheit was the last great free newspaper in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I know.
You've heard about the fight for his ownership.
Well, I did read something.
Little two children fighting each other over the inheritance. It can drag on for months, years. And there won't be an issue published until it's settled.
But, Ken, it's not the first time a brother and a sister got into a squabble over a will.
They weren't just a brother and a sister, Chief. They were closer to each other than any two kids I've ever seen.
People do change.
Not that much. I'd stake my life on it. Yes. Take a look at this cable.
When will you visit Vienna again? San Maria.
Yeah. The same within a few hours of her father's murder. Chief, I'd like to go to Vienna.
Sure, Ken. But it's hardly a matter for the Bureau. After all, we
know... Wilhelm Mitter was my friend.
All right. I know how you feel. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Zellschmidt? Taking him with you?
Not this time.
Are you sure?
All right. Suppose you were to tell Miss Brooks that I'm leaving for, Hong Kong.
What?
2-1, you'll get reservations on the next plane for China. So long, Chief.
Fasten your seatbelt, please. We will depart from Idlewild Airport in about 2 minutes. Our first stop will be Shannon, Ireland. From there, you...
Oh, no.
Phew. Just in the nick of time. Another minute and I'd be rolled away with those steps out.
Your name, please.
Hagon Zellschmidt.
Zellschmidt, I don't believe
don't
I
have... bother about finding me a seat. There's plenty of room here with my friend.
Well, Hagon.
Glad to see me, huh? But listen, do you know what this character in the airport told me? He said that this plane for Hong Kong didn't leave for another hour yet. If I hadn't seen you getting aboard one.
This isn't the plane for Hong Kong.
You mean? Wait a minute. Don't take off. Then let me out of here.
Sit down, Pagan.
But if I'm going to Hong Kong with you, I've got to... Oh, I get it. They put us both on the wrong plane. What a lousy way to run an airport.
Oh, forget it.
Sure. But look...
Yes, sir?
My friend here got a ticket for Hong Kong by mistake. Think you can exchange it for passage to Vienna?
Vienna?
I believe so. Fortunately, we're not overweight on this flight. He can remain aboard. Will there be anything else, Mr. Thurston? Sure, you're perfectly comfortable. An extra pillow, perhaps? If there's anything at all...
No, that's all, thanks.
Yes, Mr. Thurston.
That's funny.
What's the matter, Mr. X?
Wonder why he called me Thurston.
Huh?
Yeah. I was careful not to use my own name when I made this reservation.
You're listening to The Man Called X on the...
Maria Mitter.
I am sorry. Fräulein Mitter is not receiving visitors. I'd be glad to tell her you called here.
Thurston, Ken Thurston.
Is Maria expecting you?
Well, perhaps you'd better ask her that.
Oh, of course. Forgive me. You come inside.
Thanks.
I am Hugo Oblenz.
Herr Oblenz?
I'm a friend of Maria's, a close friend. She will follow me down the hall to her room.
Thanks. Colonel Brent, perhaps you could tell me the circumstances of Wilhelm Mitter's death.
Unfortunately, there is not much to tell. It was 3 days ago on Herr Mitter's birthday.
Yes, I know.
We had dinner, the four of us, Herr Mitter, Maria, her brother Rudolf, and myself. We were all to go to the opera later, but Herr Mitter said some business had come up. He insisted we go without him.
I see.
When we returned, we found him at his desk, dead. His study had been ransacked.
Anything in particular missing?
No. This is Maria's room.
Yeah?
Maria, this is Herr Thurston.
Hello, Maria. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
I understand, thank you. Was there anything else, Mr. Thurston? I know you must be in Vienna on business. It was kind of you to drop by, but I do not wish to keep you from your work.
I'm in no hurry. I thought we might have a little talk.
Oh? What about?
Well, I got a cablegram yesterday, Maria, and thought it might be from you.
So what reason would I have to cable you?
Well, maybe it was from Rudolf.
It could not have been from Rudolf. He would have no reason either.
Where is he, by the way?
He no longer lives here.
I believe he's staying at the Imperial Hotel in the Russian sector.
He is?
I'm afraid Rudolf is very friendly with the Russians. That's why Maria's fighting him for control of the newspaper.
I see. All right. May I not see you again before I leave Vienna, Maria, so maybe I'd better say goodbye now.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Thurston.
Fancy dress character with him. He looks like he's going to master it. How can he stand up with all those medals?
Yeah. A Russian major in full dress uniform.
What's he doing here?
Well, this hotel is in their sector. They've taken it over.
You mean we're in the Russian zone?
That's right. Wait for me. I'll be right back.
But Mr. Thurston.
Rudolf?
I do not believe I have had a... Thurston? What are you doing here?
Don't you know?
No, I do not.
Well, mind if I join you for a drink, then?
Major Barkov and I were just leaving. You will excuse us.
Do not be so impatient, Rudolf. There is no hurry. I am pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Thurston. I assume you are an old friend of Rudolf.
He knew my father, that was all.
Wilhelm Mitter was one of the finest men I ever knew.
My father was a fool. He lived in the past. He had not sense enough to see the world is changing, then we must change with it.
Important things don't change, Rudolf.
Do not argue with me, Thurston. You wanted to have a drink with us. Here's a drink. In your face.
Rudolf, listen to me.
Listen to you, yes. That's all you Americans want, someone to listen. I insult you, I throw a drink in your face, and you want to talk. At least the Russians are different.
So I've heard.
You want conversation, do you? All right, let me give you some. Get out of Vienna first.
There are too many Americans here already. Goodbye.
They say it is we Russians who are crude and unpleasant. You see, Mr. Thurston, how untrue it is. And yet, we are here to carry out the wishes of the Austrian people, whatever they may be. So it might be wise to do as Rudolph suggested, no?
Does that come under the heading of a warning, Major, or a threat?
Merely a suggestion, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah?
You remember me, the steward from the plane?
Yeah, I remember you.
Oh, fine, fine. I thought you would. Oh, there's a telephone call for you. I happen to see you in the bar. And
thanks.
You can take it in that booth. It's fortunate I recognize you. The desk clerk had no record that you're staying here.
As a matter of fact, I'm not.
Oh, it's too bad. I always stop at the Imperial between flights. The accommodations are excellent. Wonderful cuisine, marvelous service, and some of the finest people.
Yeah, sure, sure. This booth?
Yes. Tell me, will you be returning to America soon?
Excuse me. Hello.
Mr. Thurston, this is Maria.
Yes, Maria, what is it?
I lied to you before. I didn't send that cable. I need your help badly. You must try to... No. No!
Maria. Maria!
Every partial will return in just a moment.
Padded city of Vienna, the murder of Wilhelm Mitter becomes a link in the chain strangling the great Austrian newspaper at Die Freiheit. And with the death of Mitter's daughter Maria, a second link is forged. The man called X stares grimly at the body of the murdered girl, then slowly turns and walks out of the room.
I'm to blame. No one else. I'm responsible for it. You don't understand, Mr. Thurston. I told her to call you. I made her do it. I knew she was lying to you before. I could tell. Someone had frightened her.
Who was it, O'Brien?
She wouldn't tell.
Go on.
She was standing here at the telephone. She saw something through that window. She started to scream. There was a shot and...
You get a look at whoever did it?
No, not really. I think it was the man I ran to. Maria carried her into the bedroom. When I got back here, there was no one.
You sent for the police?
Yeah, at once.
Is this your top coat, Hugo?
Oh?
Yeah, on the rack here.
Why? No. Must have belonged to Herr Mitter. Yeah, I remember now. Rudolf and Maria gave their father a coat for his birthday present.
Let's see. Oh, sorry.
It's difficult to get anything well made in Vienna now.
Maria,
I heard something happen. Maria, where are you? Out of my way.
Rudolph, wait.
I said out of my way.
Oh, no.
No!
I won't cry for her, Mr. Thurston. I'm afraid it would not be very convincing. And after what happened this afternoon at the Imperial Hotel...
I know. Who are you trying to convince, Rudolph? Major Barkov?
You mean he wasn't serious when he got so mad at you, Mr. Thurston?
How about it, Rudolph?
I thought I was doing the right thing. I was fighting for control of the paper to save Maria's life. I love her very much, Mr. Thurston.
I know you did.
I was sure that if she tried to publish the Freiheit, the communists would kill her like they killed my father.
Is that why you were playing up to the communists?
Yes, of course. Anything to save the life of my sister.
The police are in the other room talking to Hugo. Before they come in here, there's something I want to ask you. Rudolph, the night your father was shot, we were all going to the opera. But something made him change his mind at the last minute. What was it?
He said he had to work. It seemed strange at the time because Fledermaus was one of his favorite operas.
Yes, I remember.
While we were having dinner, someone came to the door and asked to see him. A little gray-haired man who said his name was Bach.
Bach, like the composer.
Yeah, that's how I happened to remember it. I took his coat and asked him to wait in the hall. When I went back in the dining room to my father, which was, he insisted Herr Bach be brought in at once.
What then?
When Herr Bach came in, he suddenly seemed very confused.
Uh-huh.
Said he had made a mistake. He had gone to the wrong house. Dashed out of the room and left before I could even show him to the door.
Yeah. Rudolph, Mungo says you gave your power a new coat for his birthday. What kind was it?
Fine camel's hair. Delicate plaid design. Was an import from England.
I see. One more thing. This Herr Bach, he was a small man with gray hair, you said. Anything else you can tell me about him?
Yes. He had a scar on his upper lip.
Huh?
He had tried to grow a mustache to cover it, but the scar showed through.
All right, Pagan. A short, gray-haired man with a scar on his upper lip. A few days ago, he was wearing a camel's hair coat. Find him.
But, Mr. Thurston, that's impossible.
Well, we've got to find him, and I guess the best thing to do is hire somebody in each of the different sectors.
Hire? Waste all that money? When I have cousins in all four sectors and Uncle Fritzfeld in the international zone.
Okay, then. What are you waiting for?
But, Mr. Thurston, we haven't settled on a price.
$100, you'll find him by midnight. $10 off for every hour after that.
What am I waiting for?
That finishes my report. I am sorry to have had to keep you after the other authorities questioned you so long, but my government is very much interested in this case. I suggest you report to my office in the morning. Herr Oblenz.
But I've already told you everything, Major Basso.
Major, isn't this a matter for the city police rather than the occupation authorities?
Of course, Mr. Thurston. It was only a suggestion.
Oh, sure.
So, there is no point in my staying longer. And Rudolph, I'm sure the authorities in my sector will be glad to know that ownership of the Freiheit is now clearly settled. Any assistance we may be able
just
to give...
Just a moment, Major. I am publishing the newspaper myself.
Huh?
Without any influence from you or anyone else.
What's this?
Once more, the Freiheit will bring the truth, as it did before my father was killed.
See here. Come in.
Hello, Begon.
Well, you owe me $100.
Good. That means you found the man who called on Herr Mitter just before he was killed.
But that...
All right, Pagan, let's go. Oh, Rudolph.
Yes, sir.
Get on down to your paper. Give me an hour or so, and I'll have a bang-up story for you.
A story?
Yes. You'll have to do the follow-up on it, though. Remember how Fred Walker handled the Anderson case?
Walker?
Yes, the American reporter, you remember.
Well, yes. Yes, of course, yes. I will follow it up.
Good. Come on, Pagan.
There's a little room at the top of the stairs, Mr. Hicks. He's been hiding there for nearly a week. Don't even come out for food or nothing.
No.
But listen, why did you tell everybody back there all about it?
I wanted to be sure the murderer would follow us.
The murderer? I think I'll wait downstairs.
Alone?
Well, thought all right if you insist. Mr. X.
Yeah?
Who was that Fred Walker, and what was the Anderson case?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Huh?
Go back. Get out of here, or I will shoot.
Hell not. We're your friends. We're here to help you.
Alive, go away.
Don't you know me? Ken Thurston?
No, it is a trick.
He's an American. Listen, I'm walking out under the light. I don't have a gun. You can see for yourself. Well?
Mr. I did not know. I couldn't believe. You must save me. I know I failed you once. I failed everyone. My friends, my country. But now I've changed.
Yeah, I thought it would turn out to be you. This your room?
Yeah, please.
Put inside. Why didn't you go to the Americans when you got to Vienna?
I was afraid they would hate me. Send me back to Czechoslovakia to the Russians.
You ought to know it better than that, Herr Fleiditz.
Fleiditz? But I thought this character's name was Bach.
He worked with Wilhelm Mitter in the underground during the war. They all took the names of composers.
Yeah. You know what happened after the war. I joined the party. I was Secretary of the Interior. Then
you found out you were still a Czech and the comrades didn't like it. They announced you were killed on a flight to Moscow. But you escaped to Vienna. You went to Mitter for help.
He had been my friend once. I thought he would understand.
And he would have. But at Mitter's house, you saw someone who frightened you. It couldn't have been Mitter or his children. You expected them. So it had to be Oblenz.
Yeah, that's right. He had worked for the party in Czechoslovakia.
They sent him to Vienna to get information about Mitter.
You knew he'd recognized you, so you ran away. You were in such a rush, you took Mitter's coat by mistake and left your own.
Yeah. Now you will help me get to England, to France. I do not expect America, but anywhere away from this.
Good evening, Mr. Thurston.
Hooker.
Leave the gun on the table, slide it.
Better do what he says.
Thurston, I must thank you and your friend for finding here Flyde. We've been searching the city for days.
Your men can't be very efficient, Hugo.
In the long run, we are efficient, Mr. X. We have to be. Would not look well for a dead communist hero to be found in Vienna, alive, and a traitor.
You can't keep it from coming out someday.
We have managed so far. Herr Mitter was not permitted to publish the story. Major Barkov took care of that.
And you took care of Maria.
Of course. She had become suspicious. So when I found her telephoning to you... So, now you will all accompany me to the Russian zone. Now.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Rex.
Stand back. You seem to forget that you are unarmed and I have this gun.
What you seem to forget is that this building is surrounded by an American patrol.
American patrol? What are you talking about?
That message I gave Rudolph about Fred Walker and the Anderson story was a tip-off. Walker was a reporter who always called in the cops when he tracked down a scoop.
But, Mr. Rex, you said that was just...
Look out for yourself, Oblens. It's pretty dark, but you can see men down there.
Hey, you're right. There are some soldiers, but they don't...
Well, Hugo, maybe you better come along with us.
No. No. You think I will allow myself to be tried by the American military police? You're wrong. I still have a chance. Light it. Give me your coat.
Wait a minute.
Do as I say and do not move any of you.
Here it is. Here.
Listen to me, Hugo.
There is a fire escape outside this window. It's very dark, but your soldiers will recognize the coat. I'm sure you have told them about Herr Flyden.
That's the point I haven't.
I will take the chance. They will not shoot me.
Wait, you fool.
Quiet. Stay where you are and make no sound. Yo! Below there! My name is Flyden! Fire! Burst it! Flyden!
I tried to tell you. Mr. X, those soldiers, they're Russians. I couldn't even see that Major Barkov and all his medals.
And they thought he was I?
Yeah. I hoped I could score him until the Americans ready to get here. Because I was so... Control
him. Here they come, Mr. X. Look. Look at those Russians scattered.
Yes, well. Guess we can leave now. The pilot.
Believe me. If there's anything I can do to show my gratitude.
Sure there is. Give your story to Rudolf Mitter. I'd like to see it in the next issue of Die Freiheit.
I will be glad to. I think you have made Rudolf's task very easy for him, Mr. Thurston.
No, I wouldn't say that, Herr Flyden. It's never very easy, here or anywhere else, to print the truth. But without a free press, there's no real freedom at all. You know, Pagan, that's a pretty good name. Die Freiheit. Freedom.
From June 22nd, 1951, Herbert Marshall has played the man called X.